Beginning of this week's parsha, Torah tells us, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'omoed." HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar. Matan Torah takes place in the midbar, and the whole sefer that we begin to read this week is called Chumash b'midbar. There seems to be something special, something unique about a midbar. And what is that? There's a somewhat enigmatic medrash that's found in the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of this week's parsha. And the medrash quotes psukim from Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, which talk about the uniqueness and seem to praise the idea of being in a midbar. And then the Medrash quotes a mashal. What's the mashal? Tells the mashal. L'nasi shenichnas l'medina v'ro aso b'nei ha-medina u'barchu. A prince once entered a province and its inhabitants fled as soon as they saw him. So as we all know, if you don't succeed at first, try again. So the mashal continues, Nichnas lashniya, ubarchu milafanav. So the prince once again entered another province, and its inhabitants too also fled from him. So what happens next? Nichnas liir chareva. He goes into a desolate city, a city that's barren of buildings, but evidently has inhabitants. And they greeted him with honor and they praised him. So what does the prince say? He says, Amar Hanasi Zoayir and Tova Imikola Medinos. This city is the best of all the provinces. Kanani Bone Case Noe Vikanani Dar. Here I will establish my palace. Here I will dwell. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Kach kishaba kadosh baruch hu layam. When a kadosh baruch hu comes to the yam, to yam suf, barach milafanav. Runs away. Shenemar hayam rav ayanos. V'chein haharim rakdu cheilim. And the mountains dance like rams. And go away. Ba b'midbar chareivav. But when he comes to the midbar, calls kidmo so, it greets him, v'kilso so, and it praises him, shenemar, yisu midbar va'arav, that the midbar and its cities will sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What in the world does this mashal mean? There's a message here that Chazal are trying to tell us. What's that message? So I want to explain to you, based on an analysis of Rav Mordechai Miller, Rav and Gates said in the Sefer. Go back to Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimolatecha Mibeis Avicha La'aretz Asher Ereka. We know that Avram Avinu is going to undergo one of the earlier nisyonot that he has in his life, and he's to leave Eretz Canaan. And of course, it leaves towards Eretz Canaan, to leave Haran and go towards Eretz Canaan. And that's what Avram does. But we sometimes forget that someone else joined him on the trip. And who is that? Lot. Vayelach Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Vayelach he told Lot. Lot joins together with Avram. They start off on their journey together. But where they end their journeys are so different. Such a divergence of path takes place on this journey that they start in unison. Where does Avraham end up? So Avraham begins with a Lech Lecha and he ends with a Lech Lecha. At the end of Parshat Vayera, Vayomer, kachno es bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak, velech lecha el eretz ha-moria, va'aleyo sham li'ola al-achadorim asher omar elecha. Avram starts with lech lecha and he ends up his journey on Har ha-moria, on Akedas Yitzchak, going from Nisayon to Nisayon, from one level to a higher level to a higher level. That's Avram's journey. And where's Lot's journey? Where does Lot's journey take him? We have in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayisa Lot etena vayares kol kikar hayadein ki chulam mashke. Vayivcha Lot et kol kikar hayadein vayisa Lot mikedem vayipadu ish mehalachiv. Avram yashab eretz kanaan. Velot yashab barei hakikar vayehal ad sedom. Avram reaches Har ha-Moria and Lot ends up in stone. They left together. What happened? Explains Rav Mordechai Miller. Pay attention at the beginning of Lech Lecha. We see that Avram had to do something before he journeyed to Eretz Canaan. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha, not Lech Lecha l'Eretz Canaan, Lech Lecha mei Artzecha, umi moladetcha, umi beis avicha, and only then al ha'aretz asher arecha. Avram is on a journey of achieving unbelievable ruchnius and unbelievable dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he's going to achieve that, he has to leave behind things. All his old set of priorities, the social milieu, and all the things that they thought were important. Avram is not going to be able to achieve what he needs to achieve if he takes all that with him. You're going to have to leave that behind. Lech lecha me'artzecha mi'molatetcha. Then go al ha'aretz asher arecha. And then you'll achieve what you're able to achieve. Lot starts out on the journey together with Avram. But he takes all his old baggage with him. All his ambition for wealth and prestige. All that comes with Lot. And the moment that he achieves that wealth, he only wants more and more. So who cares that it's other people's grazeland? Let his cattle go and eat there. It doesn't make a difference. The shepherds can take them anywhere that he wants. And when Avram suggests that they part one from another, all he can see is stone, his wealth. Stone is Kigan Hashem. That's his Gan Eden. And he'll go to stone. And they'll make him a judge, and they'll make him a dayah. Wealth, prestige. If you're taking all that with you, then you're never going to achieve that dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those spiritual heights that Avraham Avinu was able to achieve. Go back to the mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the prince, comes into a city. The people in the city have everything that they need. They have it all. The prince is going to come in. He's going to mess them up. They're very happy with the way they are. They don't want to change anything. The king comes, they're going to run the other way. One city, another city. Whether it's Yishma, whether it's Esau. We don't want this. We're very happy with the lives that we lead. Go away. Or we'll go away. But then he comes into the Midbar. Says they have no preconditions. They have no set priorities. They're like blank paper. They're an open slate. They don't have to go and give up all sorts of things. They're ready and willing to hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for them, what the prince wants to grant them. And therefore, when the prince comes, they're happy to hear it. They come and they greet the prince, and they praise him. And the prince says, this is the place that I want to build my palace.
this is where I want to dwell because this is where I can dwell. They will be focused on me and I can be focused on them. This is home. I wasn't at the Chanechet panel that you had last week on Aliyah, the dream and the reality. So I don't know what everybody said there. But I can tell you that you can make Aliyah and you can come live here and you can have a wonderful life and you can enjoy Beruchnius and also B'nashmius. But if you want to make Aliyah and your priority is to come with the ambition to have a mansion with a swimming pool, I'm not telling you that there aren't such things in this country. But it won't happen. If your focus is going to be that mansion, then you're not going to be able to make Aliyah. You have to decide when you start your journey, when you start your dreams, what are your real ambitions and what you're willing to leave behind. Now, the person who wants to become a Talmud Chacham, he really, really wants to become a Talmud Chacham. He has those pictures up on his wall. And he says, I want to be like that. I want to be a Lamed. I want to play basketball 2 hours a night. And I want to spend at least an hour a day surfing on the net. And I want to make sure to get a good 10 hours sleep a night. And then another 2 hours nap in the afternoon. And I want to be able to schmooze with my friends. And I want to also be a Talmud Chacham. It's not going to happen. You can't take all those old priorities, throw on a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we can do it all. There has to be a focus. There has to be a new set of priorities. You can all have a career. And you can all have a family. And you can all have a career and a family. You have to decide what's the priority, what's the focus, what's most important. A few years ago, one of the alumni came to visit. I hadn't seen her in quite a few years. So I was schmoozing with her. Baruch Hashem, she was married, she had children. So I asked her what she's doing. She's switching careers. She's going to study, if I remember correctly, she's going to study library science. What was she doing up until now? I think she was in marketing. So I said to her, you had enough of the marketing? You didn't like it? She said, no, I really love my job. I said, you really love your job? She said, how's the pay? She says, the pay's great. I said, the pay is great. You love your job. Why are you switching? I said, because I never see my family. I have to get up early in the morning. I have to leave the house. Come back late at night. I barely see my kids. I don't have such quality time with my husband. I love my job. The salary is great. But there's something that's more important than that. She decided to stop what she was doing and do something else. And I had tremendous admiration. Because it's not so easy. But she came to the realization that she can have this and she can have this. She can have them both. But she can't have it all. You have to decide what's more important. What you're going to take with you. You're going to leave behind. Shavuos isn't tomorrow, but it's next week. And that's not a joke. And shortly after Shavuos, you're all going to begin a new journey. You can look at it as a new journey or a new leg on the journey of life. But in many ways, it's a new type of journey. You're going to be traveling somewhere. You're going to have destinations. You're going to have goals. You have to decide what those destinations are, what those goals are. What kind of journey do you want? A journey, Rahman al-Tzlan, of a load, whose ideal is to end up in stone. Or a journey of Avraham Avinu, to go, to, if not literally, at least figuratively, to leave Lech Lecha le'eretz ha-Moria. That's Yerushalayim, if not physically, at least spiritually. And if that's your journey, if that's your journey that you want to achieve spiritual heights, a life of Ruchnius, life of Torah, of Yerushalayim, you have a dream of a home that's Torah, you can do it. But you need to be focused. And you need to have your priorities. And there's certain things that you're going to have to leave behind. There's going to be a need for a lech lecha mei. To leave behind those things that are going to interfere with your journey. They're going to hamper you and hinder you. And then if you're focused, then if your priorities are straight, then you're going to be zocheh be'ezras Hashem not only to reach the ruchnius of the Har HaMoriah, but to be zochet to the brachos that Avraham Avinu was also zochet to. To have not only an olam haba, but an olam hazeh as well. Lech lecha me'artzecha mimoladecha al ha'aretz asher areka ve'eschol l'goy gadol v'avarechecha v'agadlo shemecha ve'yei brachah.